From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Last week, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said Idaho could enforce its abortion ban despite a legal challenge against it. That lifts the partial injunction on the ban, and it puts the law back into effect. Jen Jackson Quintano, who lives in Sandpoint, has been watching the abortion debate since 2022 when the U.S. Supreme Court said it was up to states to decide when or if abortions could happen in their boundaries. Jackson Quintano wanted to create a safe space for Idahoans to talk about their abortion experiences and to also fight the shame that can surround the topic. So she started the Pro Voice Project and created a play using personal stories about abortion. The first play premiered back in January. And next week, Reverend Sarah LaWall is bringing another version to Boise. We have both women joining us now. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
So, Jen, let me start the conversation with you. How did all of this get started for you?
Yeah, so really it was the Dobbs decision that sparked my interest in doing something. I, at the time, was running a business with my husband. We've been running that for 13 years and everything was going fine, but just I felt compelled to do something in the face of this massive change. And so I left my work with the business and took this up full time. Women's rights, reproductive rights. It's essential to all people in Idaho. And so this has become my main focus.
So Jen, how did you then get the idea to turn these personal stories into a play?
My sense is that the political arena is a poor container for the abortion conversation, and it lacks any sense of nuance. And I really strongly believe that storytelling is where we find empathy and connection to other people and develop sort of a moral imagination. And so it just felt like the best possible way to connect Idahoans with their neighbors and friends and hear these stories that are hidden and within our communities and bring them to light and get people to understand that they know people, whether they're family members or friends, that are carrying these stories and have had these experiences and have made these decisions for myriad reasons. And I want people to understand those reasons and to have a moment to just walk in someone else's shoes and understand why people make the decisions they do about their bodies and their futures.
So Sarah, I'm curious about how you go from being a reverend with the Boise Unitarian Universalist Fellowship to directing this play in Boise. And Sarah, I'm wondering if you're on mute. Can you double check? Because we can't hear you. So we're having an issue with Sarah. We're going to figure that out. So Jen, let me talk to you a little bit more about the play so people can understand kind of what it looks like. It's kind of been compared to the Vagina Monologues, if people are familiar with that. But for folks that are not, can you kind of talk about what people, you know, will see on the stage?
Yeah, so it definitely is fashioned after the Vagina Monologues. It's stories that have been submitted by women and men, people of all genders, actually, across Idaho about their experiences. And then we have taken those stories and adapted them so that they can be performed by an actor on the stage. And so this performance will be a collection of those stories. These are all true stories. These have happened. These are experiences of Idahoans. And it's a chance for people to hear sort of firsthand accounts of these experiences.
So Sarah, I want to go back to you now. I think we've got things figured out on our end. Why did you decide to get involved in this project and then direct the play here in Boise?
Well, I've always been I've been directly involved in issues of justice in our community. Mm-hmm. It's part of how we live out our faith tradition as Unitarian Universalists. And we have a long history in the fight for reproductive justice and abortion access and abortion rights. I also happen to have a background in theater. I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts in acting directing from the University of Arizona. And I spent many years in Los Angeles pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. And so as I started hearing about Jen's production and hearing stories about people who had been there and what it was like and this desire to bring it to Boise, it just really lit a spark in me. And I thought, I think I have all the skills to be able to help make this happen. Mm. And it also really spoke to my creative heart and my love of theater. And so I called Jen and I said, Jen, I would like to pitch myself as the director. And she said, okay. And off we went.
So what's interesting to me about this, and Jen, you spoke on this briefly, is that maybe, you know, taking things out of the political, right, and having a conversation or hearing stories of real people, is the hope to at least open people's minds a little bit as to why people make the choices that they make? Because I would assume, and correct me if I'm wrong with these stories that you were telling, that they're not the reasons why I think sometimes people think that someone is getting an abortion, right? It's not always just for birth control or they're, you know, being promiscuous or whatever it is, right? There's such stigma around abortion, but there are such deep personal stories as to why this happens.
Yeah, absolutely. This production is an opportunity to present such a wide range of reasons why people make this decision. And it is an opportunity to get people to understand and to open their hearts and minds to why people make this decision. It's also an opportunity for people who have had an abortion to hear these stories and feel less shame or stigma around their decision to do this. And it was really interesting in the wake of the Sandpoint performance, people started approaching me in the community and telling me their abortion stories, stories that they hadn't told to their family members before, they hadn't told their friends, and they suddenly felt compelled to share this. This was suddenly okay because this was something they had heard on the stage. This is something they knew others in the community had gone through. And it's kind of opened this door for people who have had the experience to be more open about it, and then those who haven't to receive those stories.
And Sarah, what are you hoping that folks take away from the play next week when it's here in Boise?
I really hope that two things. I hope that people recognize the vast array of experiences that led people to the decision to have an abortion. And all of the emotion and the challenges that are wrapped up in that decision. None of these stories is, all of these stories are just filled with such deep turmoil and conflict and emotion and processing. And I really want people to understand and experience that in their heart. And then, like Jen said, I also want people to feel more free to talk about it, to tell their stories to each other, for folks who have had an abortion in their lives to feel heard and seen and reflected back to them. And so that we can just start talking about this with maybe less shame and stigma than exists right now.
Sarah, I only have a minute left, but I wanted to bring this up really quickly because after the play, there'll be a Q&A, correct?
Yes.
So how will that look?
Actually, Senator Melissa Wintrow from District 19 in Boise will facilitate a Q&A and a discussion, inviting the audience to ask their questions. Senator Wintrow will kind of give a little update on the landscape. You mentioned the Ninth Circuit ruling, so we want to update our audience on here are the things that are happening right now with regard to this issue. Here are the community partners that are working on this issue. And then invite a conversation, invite questions, and see what arises after people have experienced the drama of the show.
I want to thank both of you for taking time today to talk to us about this and this entire movement as well. So thank you both for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.